There was no hanky-panky here, by the way. This was a friendship founded on profound mutual respect. Brahms got into trouble, by the way, because of his friendship with Joachim. Not official trouble, but unofficial trouble, whispers and so forth. Joachim was Jewish, and in the increasingly paranoid mood of the late 19th century in Austria, this was increasingly a problem for Brahms, a problem that he simply didn't allow to bother him. In any case, we can imagine Brahms's now proud parents showing this letter to everyone they could grab a hold of in Hamburg, friend and relative alike. Oh, this is what Joachim says about our Johannes. I mean, this is almost as good as having photographs of the grandchildren, and that's how we should see it. Now, with letters of recommendation from Joachim and a little money in his pocket, Brahms continued his grand German tour in September of 1853. And it's in September 30th of 1853, that he finally gets up the nerve to visit Robert Schumann, that living composer that Brahms respects the most, at home in Düsseldorf. He plays the piano for Schumann, his beautiful wife, Clara, also one of the great pianists of the 19th century, born Clara Wieck, and the six Schumann kids. And apparently it was the same scene as the scene in the Joachim house, a kind of love at first sight. Brahms seems to have become a member of the family almost overnight. And for his part, Schumann arranges for the publication of Brahms's piano sonatas, that one thing that Brahms needed more than anything else to show his face back in Hamburg. He also, that is, Schumann, wrote the article in which he tells of meeting an artist. It was an article published in the Neue Zeitschrift für Musik, a magazine that Schumann himself had founded. Schumann had not written an article in it for a number of years, so the appearance of Schumann's article, bearing as it did both his editorial and reputation as a composer, that weight, went a long way towards impressing people. In any case, let me quote from this article in where he tells of meeting an artist, at whose cradle graces and heroes mounted guard, who in Hamburg had created in obscurity and silence his first composition, and who is called to give us the highest ideal expression of our time. And this music, this article, appeared on October 28th of 1853. Instantly, the name Brahms became known far beyond the limits of German musical circles, and the publication of his works was suddenly, eagerly awaited. Now look, whether Schumann actually did Brahms a favor by writing an article like this is debatable. Brahms felt a tremendous and overwhelming responsibility and pressure from the very beginning of his career, at a time when he should have been allowed the emotional space and the opportunity to experiment and, if need be, even suffer a few artistic failures. Because of the article, Brahms never had that developmental or emotional space provided by obscurity. He was vaulted to the forefront at a point when he had to produce from the beginning. Now, for better or for worse, only 6.5 months have passed since Brahms left Hamburg. He's famous. He has also met, in these 6 months, the three great personal and musical relationships of his lifetime. And that's amazing, too. Joseph Joachim, Robert Schumann, and Clara Schumann. These relationships will inform all of the high and low points of Brahms's life until his death in 1897. Now, eventually, Brahms settles in Vienna. We won't move through the ephemera of his career. What is important is that we be aware that the legacy of Beethoven dogged Brahms for his entire career. And it dogged him personally and from the outside because of the expectations that Brahms was to be the next Beethoven. According to Brahms himself, he wrote over 20 complete string quartets before he allowed the first one to be published. And I would also add, and it's one of the great tragedies in the history of Western art, is there enough hyperbole there? No, not enough. Perhaps the greatest single tragedy in the history of Western music, there we go, aside from Mozart's premature death, was the fact that Brahms had a virtual cottage filled with sketches and complete works like these 20 string quartets burned while he was lying on his deathbed so that anything he had not sanctioned to be published would stay unknown. He didn't want anything out there except the pieces he thought should be out there. Now look, someone dying is the last judge of what should be good and bad. And the amount of music we lost is incalculable. I mean, no one knows. And his sketches and almost everything else in between.